CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH. The script of this broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 4th of February 2018. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. ARIS APRS packet not working, nominate for the Golden Antenna Award, RSGBCC log upload practice site opened. An unidentified anomaly involving the radio serving the ARIS APRS packet system on board the International Space Station has led to the system not functioning. A similar problem occurred on other occasions, and solutions to that resolved the problem, but proved only to be temporary fixes. The system may return to service as it has in the past, or it may have finally failed completely. ARIS sees the delivery of the inoperable radio system as the true solution to securing ARIS packet operation. The current target period for delivery and installation of the replacement system is autumn 2018. Meanwhile, ARIS continues to investigate the problem and seek opportunities to resolve it. The ARIS team knows that many radio amateurs enjoy using the ARIS APRS packet system and thanks everyone for understanding the issues involved with not having it available. For almost 50 years, the German town of Bad Bentheim has organised the Dutch-German Ham Convention. During this event, the Golden Antenna is awarded for outstanding humanitarian performance, recognising the importance of the hobby during or after disasters. Nominations for this year's Golden Antenna Award should be submitted by the 1st of June by email to Juerriens, that's J-U-E-R-R-I-E-N-S, at Stad, spelt S-T-A-D-T hyphen Bad Bentheim, B-A-D-B-E-N-T-H-E-I-M dot D. Best of luck with that. And for more information on the Dutch-German Ham Convention, see www.dnat.de. The RSGB Contest Support Committee has produced a facility to enable entrants to practice uploading logs for HF and VHF contests to the RSGB Contesting Committee website. This facility accepts logs formatted for the 80 Meter Club Championship Contest and UK Activity Contest. The practice facility uses the same robot that is used for all RSGB HF and VHF contests and provides a very realistic experience, including giving feedback on any errors found on the dummy log. This facility is accessed via the information link on the RSGBCC website, which, unsurprisingly, is rsgbcc.org, where you can then scroll down and click on Log Test Facility. The HF Log Upload Test and VHF Log Upload Test links go to separate pages. Have you seen the RSGB's new webpage about the National Radio Centre? It gives a brief overview of the centre, introduces some of the great volunteers who help to explain amateur radio to visitors at the Bletchley Park site, and also links through to the full NRC website. The centre needs more volunteers, so take a look and see if you can help. The website is rsgb.org/NRC. The VDSL VDSL Interference Survey set up by RSGB EMC Committee has now closed, thanks to everyone who submitted their results. Following the survey, Ofcom is now investigating levels at 6 locations close to Baldock. We'll keep you posted on further outcomes. In 2018, the Youth Contesting Programme of Region 1 of the IAIU is offering young amateurs the opportunity to take part in a contest from so-called Top Gun stations. There is still time to apply for a place with these contest stations. ES5TV is offering a place in the ARI International DX contest in May and 9 Alpha 1 Alpha in the CQM International DX contest, which is also in May. The application deadline is the 1st of March. EC2DX has a place in His Majesty King of Spain contest in June, with an application deadline of the 1st of April. Finally, 4 Oscar 3 Alpha is offering a place in the CQ Worldwide Art RITI contest in September, with an application deadline of the 1st of June. Go to tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0204alpha and click on the Apply Here link. There's still time for the RSGB affiliated clubs to enter the Club of the Year competition, kindly sponsored by Waters and Stanton. As last year, the RSGB will be judging entries in 2 categories, clubs with fewer than 25 members and clubs with 25 or more during 2017, and there'll be separate prizes for each category. Please use the form on the RSGB website Club of the Year page, which must be sent to your regional manager by the 28th of February 2018. Regional winners will be announced in the RSGB AGM on the 21st of April in Birmingham. The RSGB board will judge the national winners, which will be announced as the National Hamfest at the National Hamfest in September. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. The Canvey Radio Rally takes place today, the 4th of February, at Paddocks Community Centre, Long Row, Canvey Island, Essex. SS80JA, doors open at 10:30 a.m. Admittance £3. There'll be trade stands, RSGB bookstalls and special interest groups. Catering is available on site. More details via Vic Rogers, G6BHE, 07957 461 694. The Ballymena ARC rally takes place on the 10th of February at Ahoghill, I don't know how that's pronounced, A-H-O-G-H-I-L-L, Community Centre, 8 to Cullibacky Road, BT421LA. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. There'll be traders and bring and buy. Refreshments will be available on site and another raffle will be taking place. Details from Hugh Kernahan, GI0JEV, on 0282-587-1481. On the 11th of February, the Harwell Radio and Electronics Rally will be held at Didcot Leisure Centre, Mere Lane in Didcot, Oxford, OX118AY, which is 3 miles from the Milton Interchange on the A34. Doors open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and admittance is £3, with under-12s free. There's free car parking as well, with disabled parking and facilities. There'll be traders, special interest groups and an RSGB book stand. Refreshments will be available all day. Talking on 145.550 MHz using G3PIA. Details from Anne, G8NVI, by email to Anne without an E, Anne.Stevens with a V at btinternet.com. The 2018 Scottish Brayhead Radio and Electronic Rally, run by ASRA, will be taking place on the 20th of May. The website booking system is now open and they'd like to invite any trader or club interested in having a table this year to visit the website www.asraray.com/book. For more details, email info@asrarally.com. Please don't assume that we know about events. Make sure your rally or event information gets into future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the RSGB website by emailing details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, at the time of writing this week's script, the 3Y0 Zulu Bouvet Island de-expedition team is now at anchor off Bouvet Island, but weather and sea conditions have not reached the point where the team can begin transporting equipment and personnel ashore. Apparently, winds are 35 to 40 knots, the ship is pitching and rolling to 30 degrees, and it's around 0 degrees Celsius. Once they get ashore, the team of operators will be operating as 3Y0Z until the 28th of February. Activity will be on 160 to 2 metre bands with multiple stations using CWSSB RITI and FT8 with EME and 6 and 2 metres, QSL via N2 Oscar Oscar. Chuck W0DLE is operating 3 Whiskey 9 DLE from Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam until the 30th of April. Activity HF band CWSSB and FT8, QSL direct to home call sign. Dick AD7AF will be on there as 5 Whiskey 0LR until the 22nd of February in Samoa. Activity will be on the 40 to 15 metre bands, possibly 80, using primarily CW and FT8 with some SSB, depending on band conditions, QSL direct home call. Tim G4UM and Bob N4BP and Mike K4RUM will be on the air as Charlie 6ARU, Charlie 6AKQ and Charlie 6AUM, respectively, from Great Abaco Island in the Bahamas. That's IOTA NAO80 from the 6th to the 20th of Feb. Activity will be on the 160 to 6 metre bands with a focus on CW, QSL direct to home call signs. Giovanni IK5BCM, Giuseppe IK5CB and Giovanni IK5CRH are operating as D68I until the 10th of Feb. Activity 8 to 10 metre bands using CWSSB in various digital modes, QSL IK5CRH. Chris F4EBK is on the air as DU3 stroke call sign from Baliuag on Luzonin in the Philippines, IOTA OCO42, during the month of February, activity 20, 15 and 10 metres using SSB, QSL direct to home call. Now the special event news. Thinking Day on the Air 2018 will take place over the weekend of the 17th and 18th of February. A list of known stations is displayed on the station list page of the website www.guides-on-the-air.co.uk. Currently, as well as UK station, guides and scouts are taking part from Canada, USA and the Netherlands. Please send in station details via the website to lizowl, that's L-I-Z-O-W-L, @gmail.com. Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society is helping the Quedgeley Brownies for Thinking Day on the Air. Listen out for GB4QBP. Now for contest news, today the 4th of Feb, the 432 Megs AFS contest takes place from 0900 UTC to 1300 UTC. Using all modes on the 432 Megs bands, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the 144 Megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC. That's followed by the 144 Megs UK activity contest that uses all modes from 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. There's a similar evening on Thursday with a 50 Megs FM activity contest from 1900 to 2000 UTC. And then the 50 Megs UK activity contest, all modes 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday, the first 1.8 Megs contest runs from 1900 to 2300 UTC. Using CW only, the exchange is signal report, serial number and district. Next weekend, the 10th and 11th, the CQ Worldwide WPX RTTY contest runs for 48 hours from 0000 UTC on the 10th using RTTY only, 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Also next weekend, from 1200 UTC on the 10th to 1200 UTC on the 11th, is the PACC contest, CW and SSB, 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, with PA stations exchanging their province details as well. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Solar activity remained at very low levels last week, with one barely visible sunspot group pushing the sunspot number to a maximum of 13 and the solar flux index to 6.9. Geomagnetic conditions were largely settled, with some coronal hole activity pushing the K index to 3 at times. Despite the low SFI, there was band activity up to at least 21 megs. Z60A in Kosovo came up to 5.9 on 15 metres CW on Wednesday, and the FT8 frequency 21.074 megs revealed varying amounts of activity. So the message is that despite the low solar flux index, it does pay to check the upper bands regularly. The FT8 frequencies are a good starting point, as are the International Beacon Project frequencies. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain about the 70 mark. Geomagnetic conditions should be slightly unsettled, with a maximum K index of 3 throughout the week, rising to 4 on Saturday the 10th due to ongoing coronal hole activity. All eyes and ears will be on Bouvet Island this week as the Three Yankee Oscar Zulu, the expedition gets underway. described as the most remote island on Earth. Bouvet is 1,000 miles north of Antarctica and a near north-south 7,400-kilometre path from the UK. But it won't be as easy as one. Won't be an easy one, as signals are likely to be fairly weak unless you have a beam. Checking with the VOACAB online software, it shows 70 metres or 15 metres might offer the best chance of a daytime contact, with 17 metres peaking around 1600 to 1800 UTC. 40 and 30 metres offer the best chance of an evening or nighttime path. By next week, we should have a better idea of how strong they are. Now for VHF and up. This week we are in a cold northerly and heavy wintry showers around the coast, sometimes driven a fair way inland at times. We therefore have the prospects of rain scatter on the microwave bands, and you can track the showers on one of the many weather radars out there on the web. The pressure has remained low throughout the weekend, but high pressure returns early next week. It's unlikely this will produce good enough inversions to produce much tropo. In any event, this is soon replaced by more unsettled weather after midweek. This will mean wet and windy weather at times and unlikely to do much for VHF and UHF conditions. Random meteor rates are still low and there are no showers due until the Lyrids at the end of April. EME conditions will decline this week as moon declination goes negative today, meaning shorter moon windows in the northern hemisphere. Path losses will increase all week as we approach apogee a week today, so it's looking like a good week to do some VHF DXing on the various artificial satellites. Look for the AMSAT UK website for details. That's all from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.